Blog Talk Radio.
Sure I am that this day, now, we are the masters of our fate. That the task which has been set us is not above our strength. That its pangs and toils are not beyond our endurance. As long as we have faith in our cause and an unconquerable willpower, salvation will not be denied us. In the words of the psalmist, he shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Not all the tidings will be evil. On the contrary, mighty strokes of war have already been dealt against the enemy. Wounds have been inflicted which have bitten deep and will fester and inflame. What kind of a people do they think we are? Is it possible they do not realize that we shall never cease to persevere against them until they have been taught a lesson which they and the world will never forget? Here we are, together, facing a group of mighty foes who seek our ruin. Here we are, together, defending all that to free men is dear. If we had taken common measures for our safety, this renewal of the curse need never have fallen upon us. Do we not owe it to ourselves, to our children, to tormented mankind, to make sure that these catastrophes do not engulf us? It is not given to us to peer into the mysteries of the future. Still I avow my hope and faith, sure and inviolate, that in the days to come, the British people will, for their own safety and for the good of all, walk together in majesty, in justice, and in peace.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the English Defence League radio show, broadcasting live on blogtalkradio.com. The English Defence League radio show, the truth and voice of the EDL. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, before I go on, I'd like to thank Dave for the great slides and the script for this evening and all that he does in the background, doing all the great work. So let me continue. English Defence League, this is the title of the show this evening, ladies and gentlemen. English Defence League radio show, no jabber jabber. Dave always does say it a little bit special. I love that. It made me laugh when I see that. Welcome to the English Defence League radio show with your host, Jeff Spider Mitchell. and my wingman is Dave Agador Milner. Tonight we will be discussing realities behind the Wuhan virus jabs. We will map out a portion of the damage their mandates, the mandated use has inflicted on our economics. Our struggle for civil liberties and our physical bodies, while the evil ones put on their marathon extravaganza of distraction, like a never-ending children's program. We will bring you the truth and shame the devil. The globalists say, do what you're told. Our response will be, forever be, no surrender, ever. All that is necessary for evil to prevail is that good men do nothing. And of course, those are words that were spoken or said in the late 1770 by a gentleman, a British politician actually, called Edmund Burke. It might be the Prime Minister, I'm not sure. But that was Sir Edmund Burke, or Sir Edmund Burke, I'm not quite sure. Those who make peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable. Oh, get your teeth in, Jeff. President John F. Kennedy. And both the things there is so important for the times that we live. And I think you, ladies and gentlemen, will understand those words. And I said at the beginning, when you hear Winston Churchill talk, how much that, the words he said there, you can say in the times that we live today. I was just thinking as I was listening, I thought, wow, it's so much like today. But without further ado, my friend and my colleague across the pond in Vermont, the great Vermont, where the sun is shining, I hope, Dave, and you've been out there having a good time today, brother. With that, over to Dave and the great United States of America, all you great patriots out there. God bless you all. And across the globe, we love you guys. If it wasn't for you, there wouldn't be us. So thank you so much. So Dave, over to you, brother.
All right. Jeff, good evening to you and everyone else. And, of course, let's not forget our listeners off Earth, yes, in space stations and, of course, all of my fans out in the Crab Nebula. Yeah. Now, guys, we have a serious show tonight. And like the script says, this is this Russian stuff and this gender stuff and this Ukrainian stuff and all of this is just coming at us like some children's program, like that program that originated here in the States. Originated here in the States and I know has been in the UK called Yo Gabba Gabba, and that's what made me think of the title No Jabba Jabba, because we're keeping the focus on that. But we always like to have just a bit of fun. So when it comes to this gender stuff, Jeff, I have a little something that I'm ready to play for the people that's just over 2 minutes. But before I do that, do we have anybody in the chat, brother?
Well, I shall look right now, Dave. Hang on. So I've just opened the door.
Jeff is looking right
now.
There's
no one there at the moment, Dave. Just stepping back out.
No.
Just close the door.
There you go.
And I'm back into the studio. Back to you, Dave.
All right. Now, if you guys want to get into the chat,
squeaky,
we podcast here live.
Door, sorry, Dave.
Yeah, a little squeaky, a little WD-40 on it. We podcast here live at 8:30 p.m. In the UK on Sundays, and that is 3:30 p.m. Eastern in the United States. If you want to get into the chat, just go to blogtalkradio.com and look at the white top center search box. Type in there EDL Radio, follow the links to our live show page, and if you're registered with Blog Talk Radio, you too can get into the chat, and Jeff will give you a nice shout-out. So there you go. Now, guys, as I say, just a bit of fun to start out the show with, because it's going to be a fairly intense show. So let us begin with this regarding genders. You're listening to the English Smith League Radio Show. This will be about 2 minutes.
I have a wee proposition. If you wouldn't mind giving me a few moments of your time, would you consider...
The truth, the fact, and the fiction when it comes to gender identity. If she weren't born a woman, he's a man. If she weren't born a woman, he's a man. There are two distinctive genders. The others are pretenders. They were made up by the fellows. So they were. No shit. If a person has a penis, he's a man.
He's a man.
If a person has a penis, he's a man.
It's a clue.
If he doesn't want to lose it, even though he doesn't use it. If a person has a penis, he's a man. If he amputates his bits, he's still a man.
Still a man.
If he grows a pair of tits, he's still a man.
He's still a man.
If the chromosomes had way,
he will always be a guy.
If she wasn't born a woman, he's a man. If a person has a ball sack, he's a man. If a person has a ball sack, he's a man.
Doll box.
He can tuck it and conceal it. Let it dangle and reveal it. If a person has a ball sack, he's a man. If a person has a pussy, she's a man.
Sweet tweet.
The suggestion of the guest is quite absurd. You can have an operation, a hormone blockers mutilation, but your chromosomes will stay the way they are. There are weirdos, they're convinced we're all the same. You can change your sex by just changing your name.
Oh, come on.
We were born the way God made us. Dysphoria disclaimers. Stick your 97 genders up your ass.
Right.
Now they want puberty blockers for our kids.
For our kids.
Drag queen story time, there's just no end to it. Education in our nation, riddled with fear of violation. Leave our kids alone for a just. Fuck off!
Oh my goodness me! My goodness me! This is the first time I've heard it. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the first time I've heard it. I've got to thank Dave for that. If anybody has been offended by what you've just heard, you know, there are people out there that might be offended. Please call it so we can offend you more. I'll be back that Tuesday. Thank you.
Jeff, very well spoken, sir. Yes.
This
is the reason this is your show. Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, Dave.
No, I got that.
Call in. We'll do more. You think that was a start? We haven't even started yet. Call in. The number to call in,
now,
if you're outside or inside, is 42. No, not that one. Is 858. 777-5934, repeat 001, 858-777-5934. So, all you ones out there who've been offended, me and Dave, we'll sit by the studio, at the keyboard, at the stereo, what you call it, and we'll wait for your call. That's you, Dave.
Now, thank you, Jeff, and of course, I'll always have my finger on the big red button. I like fingering that big red button.
Now,
yes,
don't
I do.
Give everybody a secret, Dave.
But, yeah, there you go.
And he's boasting,
I mean,
again. Ladies and gentlemen, he's boasting. It's only a little red button he's got there. Goodness me, Dave.
I don't know. It looks pretty big. It feels pretty big to me, brother. But anyway. Yeah, guys, a bit of fun, you know, I mean, because, well, just because it is a bit of fun. I mean, the Babylon Bee got tossed off of Twitter for pointing out that there are only two genders, and
really?
that was followed closely by Tucker Carlson, you know, and their accounts were suspended until they removed the offensive tweets, and both, I believe, have said, nah, not going to happen. So
middle finger
there you go.
Job, yeah, Dave, middle finger job.
Yeah. Middle finger job. So, you know, it's time for a little bit of reality when it comes to this stuff. But again, as I said, this goes along with the Ukrainian/Russian thing and all of this other stuff to distract us from what has been done to us by these globalists and what is continuing to be done to us by the globalists. I'll have a story direct out of the UK. But I wanted to start this out, and Jeff approved of this, with a segment, and we're going to have two segments from this program from the Steve Day Show. Now, I have squeezed a good deal of the water out of this first one, and I did also out of the second one. Left Steve Dace's information in there because it's a good show to listen to, but of course took out the commercials and stuff like that because we don't do commercials here. All right, this next bit, I think will center people back to where they need to be because this is a story that's been heard and told in many a country. But Jeff, before I get into this is 6.5 minutes. Do we have anybody in chat now?
Let me check, Barry. Damn it, we ain't got anybody's going to complain. Never mind, Bob, duck you. Never mind.
Okay, Jeff.
I thought the key would be
all
up.
Right.
You know, the switch will be hot, but it's not. It's quiet.
That's
quiet,
all right. That's all right, Jeff. That's all right. You know, we do have plenty of listeners in archive and other ways. Jeff, by the way, is Nightlight 777 on Getter, and I am UBG Contact on Getter. So
yes.
You know, if you want to complain to us, you can do that. And if you complain to me, yes, I'll probably insult you and then block you. So, all right, guys.
I love it.
We're going to keep on.
Oh, Dave, you're on fire tonight, brother. You're on fire.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I've just got to say one thing about the Ukrainian-Russian thing going on. But there was one guy, or a gender, a transgender. What do you call him? I don't have to call him because you're being offensive, isn't you? One way or the other, whatever he says, you're wrong. But anyway, this transgender, I think he was trying to get across the border. And the border guards, whoever it was, stood there and looked at him, and he said, "Can I come through, please?" And they said, "What? Can I come through, please?" And they said, "No, you're a geezer. You're a bloke. Go back there and fight for your country." And he walks away sobbing. Oh, what, Dave, I'm heartless. What a heartless person I am. But shouldn't he be fighting for his country that he's lived there? You know, that's it. He wants to be like that. Well, you got to take off all your gear and get on that battlefield. Correct, Dave? You know, that's it. It's the way it is. He was born with the old meat and potatoes, wouldn't he, Dave? So get back there and help your country. Back to you, Dave.
No, you're right, Jeff. Yeah, it's about appreciating where you come from and being willing to fight for it.
Exactly.
But there's a lot more to it than that. And we're going to get into this here. Now, guys, this is about 6.5 minutes, and it's well worth listening to. So give this a listen. You are listening also to the English Defense League radio show.
Greetings, back with Hour 2, live and on demand here on Blaze TV Radio and Podcast. Steve Dace here with Aaron McIntyre, Todd and all of you. Don't forget, if you're a podcast listener, please leave us a 5-star review if you like us. Hit subscribe or follow if you haven't done those things yet, because those things help the show to grow, at least I'm told that. If nothing else, they make us feel good to get all the positive affirmations. So many of you have done those things already. Thank you very much to each and every one of you. You can also email the show, steve@stevedace.com. That's DEACE. Like us on Facebook, MeWe, Parler, and Gab. Follow me at Steve Dace Show on Twitter and Getter. And then get yourself clips of the show that are free of censorship and you can watch for free at rumble.com/Steve Dace Show as well. Let us begin with this note. First, before I get to my reason for writing, let me say to you, Todd and Aaron, how much I appreciate each one of you pointing clearly to the truth each day, not apologizing, backing down, and instead hitting it squarely in the heart. I've got a lot of respect and admiration for you guys and your show. Thank you. My reason for writing to you is to share with you what happened to my brother, sister, and me and our father in August of last year. My father was 84 years old, still going strong, vibrant, active in the community, and could have passed for a 60-year-old. He thought he was doing the right thing by getting the Moderna shots. He encouraged me to get the shots. I refused. My brother and sister did not want to get them. My brother was pressured to get them by the workplace he was in. My sister was pressured into it by her doctor due to her current medical conditions. After being fully vaccinated and a few months later, my father contracted COVID-19's Delta variant. He went to the hospital and was put in the ICU unit. The doctor told him it was good that he had been vaccinated, otherwise things would have been even worse. Keep in mind, guys, he's in the ICU. Know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's not even getting some kind of outpatient treatment. He's in the ICU, and the doctor's response is, well, it could be even worse. Do you know what the only thing worse than being in the ICU is?
Dead.
Dead. Yeah. But we'll get there. The doctor told him it was good he had been vaccinated, otherwise things would have been worse. That first critical week, we were not allowed to see him in the ICU, the hospital in, wait for it, the hospital in Alabama. Alabama. Restricted anyone from seeing their loved ones due to the high rise of the spread of COVID. We called the nurse's station every day just to get a word on his progress. We called him on his cell phone when we could. We agreed that my sister had more medical knowledge, and we let her speak with the nurse and question his medical treatment. We asked the doctors to give him ivermectin. They refused and said they do not prescribe it, that this was not part of the recommended treatment protocol. Instead, he received Remdesivir and vitamins. As soon as they opened up a way for us to see Daddy, and one at a time, we ran through the ICU unit, not caring that it was filled with contagious germs, and we kept our foot wedged in the door to stay there because Daddy needed help and no one was giving it to him. That second week was all we had. By Thursday, he was gone. Steve, as I write this, I am crying. I am still angry, hurt, a whole host of emotions. I called his death a senseless and wasteful death. The hospital, Fauci, CDC, in my humble opinion, they killed our father. They refused effective treatments. We didn't even have time to find a way to get him somewhere else. No one helped him eat that first week. I could go on and on. I try to think about so many others who lost loved ones this way and suddenly, not just from COVID, but by the wrongs, whether someone took the life of the daughter standing beside her father at the zoo, or whether someone lost a husband during the violent summer riots and attacks because he was trying to protect a friend's business. I know, my siblings know, we are not the only ones to lose a loved one, a family member by such means. But it didn't heal the pain from losing a father because a hospital refused treatment that might have easily saved his life. Steve, his life was worth something. To us, it was worth a lot. My father served as a Marine. This letter just gets worse. My father served as a Marine to defend our nation. He served as a police officer to protect the lives and property of our community. Their dad did a double tour of duty, foreign and domestic, on behalf of this nation. And this is how he was repaid. Not being fed in the ICU, but being told it could be even worse, and being left to die by the experts. He was a cattle farmer who helped to provide beef products for the community. He was a deacon for his church, a Sunday school teacher. He lent so much support to so many people. He gave so much and had so much more to give. How can that hospital, how can Fauci and all the others, how do they have the gall to live with themselves knowing what they did? See, this is why I think we're dealing with demons. I believe in total depravity, not utter depravity. And unless we're insane, I don't believe those of us who carry the mark of Almighty God are capable solely on our own. Just as on our own we cannot save ourselves of our sin, I don't believe solely on our own, without a prompting, a provoking, a possessing, can we go to these kinds of depths that you're describing, particularly when it's this level of systemic. Know what I'm saying?
Yep.
We're not talking about an individual case. This is systemic. Folks, I can't tell you how many notes. Now, there maybe not fathers with the service record that this gentleman had, but how many notes like what I'm reading to you right now I have received in the last year plus on this show? That's demonic. And it's not just the loss of one man. It's the pain of an entire family of children, grandchildren, and the community. How can they get away with this murder? How does a person get over this? Steve, I guess I'm writing this in hopes that it can be made known, because I wish I could tell Fauci to his face what he did. He needs to see the people he has harmed. We need to make it publicly known to him what he did. All of those involved need to know. Surely we have a right to confront the one who did a grave wrong. I know we will never get that, but I thought medical professionals were to do no harm. They did completely the opposite. If I had done the same thing to someone's father, I would be behind bars today. Yes, yes, you would. I lost my father to a senseless, uncaring, cruel treatment protocol, and to people who did not care enough and who should have known what this would do, and it hurts like hell. Thank you for your time and for allowing me to grieve through this email. Terry in Altoona, Alabama.
And it's because of letters like that, and how many of them that people like Fauci know there are, that right now you are being choked to death with Ukrainian flags.
That's exactly
and state
right.
legislatures yelling gay, 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 because they cannot afford this. As dumb as those narratives are, they cannot afford this truth to come to life.
And that's the truth right there. Welcome back to the English Fencing League Radio Show with your host, Jeff Spider Mitchell. Jeff, what do you think about this? We've heard this story so many times told before, but that one seemed especially poignant and a good reminder as you reactivate your mic. Yeah, as you unmute your mic there.
I thought I'd unmuted it, actually. So I was having a bit of a coffee fit at the time, and I thought I'd better mute it. Totally forgot. But, yeah, I was just saying, just before I muted myself, I was just saying, so I thought I was unmuted. I just needed a little time to respond to what I just heard. And what come to my thoughts, as this was being said, and I felt my heart breaking, because it could be any of us that this sort of thing happened to. And I just thought of genocidal maniacs. That's the thing that comes to mind. Genocidal maniacs, a global genocidal maniacs, killing great men. You know, they sleep all right at night, don't they? Because, as that gentleman said, they're demons. They're satanic. They're dark souls. You can't even contemplate doing something like that, can you, Dave? You really can't. You got to be some sort of a character to do that. But, yeah, we know Fauci. We know what he's done to animals. We've heard all the stories. We know exactly Dr. Death. We know who you are. We know what you're about. You know, there's going to be... You think you're going to stand in front of a law one day trying to plead that you were guilty for what you've done? All these millions of people across the globe. But you think you're going to go to a nice place, do you? Do you, Fauci, and all you other horrible like that there? All you globalist thugs, you genocidal maniacs out there, all about depopulation, killing the old, killing the young, so you can have a depopulated world. There's a place waiting for you as well. Don't think, oh, you're above all that. Because, no, everybody stands and they bow to the Lord Jesus Christ one day. You might not be frightened of anything in this world, but I guarantee that there'll be a time when you bow your head and he'll turn you away and say, look, that's the line you need to go down. It's a bit warmer down there. Go down there. And sorry, you make me sick looking at you. I mean, that may be how it is for millions of these, or a percentage that have been doing these horrific things to our populace, Dave. The populace, is that a word? Yes, it is, isn't it? But that's my thoughts, Dave. It's very distressing to listen to it, because we know that's a fact. How many stories have we heard similar to that gentleman's story? It breaks our hearts, doesn't it, Dave? Back to you, mate.
Absolutely, Jeff. And stories from the UK, stories from, name the country of people that listen to this show, or even people who don't. You know, just name the nation. We get listeners from all over the planet, and this has happened all over the planet with this stuff, and it's not stopping. That's even more of the evil. They're so uncaring and so callous that this is not stopping. And I'm going to give you a short example here. I'm just going to read the headlines and the bullet points of this one story guy. This is by Luke Andrews, the health reporter for the Mail Online. And this was updated on the 21st of this month. All right, now, the headline here, and get this, in relation to what Jeff just said about depopulation, get ready for fifth jabs this autumn. Sajid Javid says over 50s will probably need another COVID booster later this year, as he insists number 10 is not concerned by rising cases. Now, they're using cases in this headline. That's always the booger man that they use, not fatalities, cases. Okay, and I'll finish reading the rest of this now. Rising cases and hospital admissions because surge was inevitable. Now, here are the bullet points. Sajid Javid said it was, quote, possible, end quote. There would be an autumn booster, quote, probably for those that are 50 and over. Okay, the next bullet point, there are three of them. The most vulnerable in society will be able to request their spring booster jab against COVID from today. And the last one, a total of around 5 million people are expected to take up the offer, including over 75s and the vulnerable. Jeff, your comments, please.
It's like a trip by the lemmings to the edge of the cliff, isn't it? Oh, we got to go for our jet. And we go over the cliff. And it's the march of the lemmings once again, correct, though? You can't, come on, people, wake up. Wake up. Why do you think all of a sudden you find it right? Is it because your immune systems have been lowered down? You are being attacked by whatever it is that's coming along. And you can have another one. So you might have got over, you might not have got COVID. This next time, your immune system will be lower. So whatever attack comes along, you're probably going to die. Wake up. Wake up all. Because there's no, I'll tell you what, they'd have to put a bullet in the back of me because I refuse to go anywhere near any of these jabber centres ever. It's not going to happen. I know it's not going to happen to my family either. I know that. I know my family. And they won't, you know, my son, I know my sons, and they're just like me. They're probably worse than me. When I start talking to them, I tell you, they know. They know, and they're not letting their kids be harmed by this crap either. So, like you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just like you. You know, I'm just another person like you. It's just, we do this because we want to see people. For goodness sake, people, stop being sheeple. It's your lives. Come on, you want to live a full life. Please, if you haven't ever taken the jab, don't think of taking it. Whatever. Just stay away from it. Please. So, Dave, back to you.
Thank you, Jeff, and I echo your sentiment. And certainly, you have to also think about the possibilities for disability and things of that nature. And I can tell you, and again, as I said in a response to something on Tommy Robinson's Getter page, I'm not trying to pull out a violin and start playing here looking for sympathy. But I can tell you that living a life as a disabled person is filled with inconveniences and frustrations. It's not the end of the world, okay? We still live full lives and happy lives, but it's not something that I recommend that you sign up for, and you sign up for that risk when you take the jabs. And some of you may have already taken the jabs for jobs or whatever, but you don't have to keep on taking them. All right, you can resist.
Worked,
yes,
didn't they tell us that Dave told us ages ago that it worked? You're only gonna have to have this jab, you'll be okay. No, it's quite obvious the effect of whatever jab they give you, it wears off. So that's why they want to keep jabbing you up and jabbing you up. Simply because, ladies and gentlemen, whatever they're shooting into your arm does not work. It kills you. They're putting crap into your body that kills you. It messes your organs up. Every part of your body is affected by it. Please, please, please stay away from this poison jab that they're trying to give you. Please don't commit suicide because they want you to, because that's how it feels, that people are actually committing suicide. Yeah, I'm going to, oh, of course I'm going to jump in there. Yeah, oh, stick it in me, stick it. Oh, for goodness sake. Just, you know, the apathy, Dave, the apathy. But I just want to tell you, Dave, we got Bigfoot's joints, and he's saying, hi, Jeff, and hi, Agador. So there you go, bruv, we've got Bigfoot with his, I'll tell him the web, you know, I'll mix it up. Thank you, bruv.
Yeah, Bigfoot's Place at blogspot.com or Bigfoot's Place.blogspot.com is Bigfoot's blog. And welcome to Bigfoot. And now, to get back to the point that I was trying to make here. All right, now, you may have already had the jab for whatever reason, okay, but it doesn't mean you have to keep on taking it. doesn't mean you have to keep on compromising your immune system for this. Okay, that's not something you have to keep on doing. Resist. Okay, that's all people have to do. None of the tyranny that has taken place over the past 2 years would have taken place if people would have just right at first said, no, we're not doing it. Okay, none of this would have taken hold. But now though you have a chance to resist that tyranny and not have that sort of thing happen. So do resist this and don't go down like the title says, right? No jabba jabba. And now, Jeff, I want to read a little bit of an article here. Okay, now let me get to the place that it is out of, because this is important for people to find if they want to find this article. Okay, this is at trialsitenews.com. Okay, and I'm going to read the money shot really that's in this article, plus obviously give you the article's headline, title, however you want to put it. Okay, now it is dated, by the way, the 17th of this month. And the headline is Stanford Study. That's Stanford University here in the United States in California. One of our highest rated schools, by the way. Stanford Study. Spike protein persists. Now, spike proteins, guys, are the Wuhan virus. That's why we have that little picture of one of them in our show page here at blogtalkradio.com. Spike protein persists in patients' blood weeks after Pfizer COVID vaccination. All right, now, I'm going to get here to the money shot in the article. There's a lot more in it that explains the procedures they used and everything else. Okay, but this is really the money shot. The spike protein is what gives the coronavirus family of viruses their name. The spikes jut out from the surface of the spherical virus, giving it a crown-like halo, hence corona or coronavirus. We have also known for a long time that the virus, mutations in the spike protein are also what determine different variants of SARS-CoV-2 and can alter its ability to infect and cause harm. All right, now that's one of the money shots, but there are a few of them in here. Okay, the real one is the amounts of this stuff that is left in a system after people get that Pfizer vaccine. Now, let me see if I can find that, because that's pretty important to get that in there. All right, now let me just read some of this. The researchers also took lymph node biopsies from mammograms, seven from patients after they had two doses of the Pfizer COVID vaccination, three from patients were unvaccinated, and seven from patients who died with COVID symptoms, which they compared to a control group of biopsies taken from deceased patients prior to the pandemic. All right, the researchers determined that spike protein was present in the vaccinated individual in the lymph nodes up to, get this guys, 2 weeks after vaccination. We find that, now this gets into the weeds a little bit, guys, but it's important. we find that BNT162B2 vaccination produces LGG responses to spike and RBD at concentrations as high as those, get this, with concentrations as high as those of severely ill COVID-19 patients, and follows a similar time course, the researchers wrote. Unlike infection, which stimulates robust but short-lived LGM and LGA responses, vaccination shows a pronounced bias for LGG production, even at early time points. Right? The researchers also found that within 1 to 2 days of vaccination, 96, now this is the real numbers here, guys. Within 1 to 2 days of vaccination, 96% of patients had a median of 47 picograms of spike protein per milliliter of blood, and as high as 100, now get this other figure, guys, as high as 174 picograms per milliliter infected COVID patients with acute symptoms after are known to have a median of 70 picograms of spike protein per milliliter of blood. So what that means, guys, is the jab, the Pfizer jab, this is only one of the jabs, but the Pfizer jab will put into your system 2.5 times the amount of the virus itself as severely ill Wuhan virus patients have. So is it any wonder that we see the kinds of the kind of adverse reactions that we do, like all the heart stuff and the blood clots and everything else? Jeff, I want to turn it back over to you for comment.
Well, as I said, it's just about these psychopathic, satanic, evil people that are trying to get people to basically kill themselves. And they've got no conscience for it. So, yeah, we will bang on about this week after week, because we know the studies that we've come across and how many people have died. How many stories have we heard of that gentleman at the beginning of the show? How many stories have we heard like that? How many people have told us that their parents, their elderly parents had to go through no visits? The only thing to say goodbye, and that was on an iPhone or an iPad, whatever. They couldn't hold them and tell them they loved them. Just had to do it over an iPad. How cold, how callous is this? I do believe there's got to be a time. These people have got to be held accountable. All of them. Whoever's been involved in it, and it doesn't matter, doctors, the nurses, everybody that's involved in anything about it, should be held accountable. No one is not guilty where this is concerned. We know it's all about a big scheme of depopulating this planet. We know it's out there. We've got plenty of evidence to prove it. Dave is really bang up on it. He knows everything about this protein that's going in our bodies. You know, normally they give you a jab, it's in the muscle. From what we were talking about the other day, when it goes, it's in the muscle, and it takes about 48 hours before it travels through your body, basically. Some people get a reaction straight away. Some people it might take a couple of days. But that normally is a process that going around your body starting to affect different parts of your body, you know. It might be the mammary cells and things like that. But this is so bad. It's so bad. There's Dr. Death out there doing these experiments, this, that, and the other. I mean, you feel like it's a part of the 1930s, isn't it, Dave? With the, you know, the Nazis with the experiments. We remember those times. There's plenty of evidence to prove it. All the sort of experiments they used to try in these camps, wasn't it, Dave? Do we feel like we're living in this time now, Lacey? Do you feel like that we've maybe gone back in time? What's the word? Repressed back to that time? Because it feels like that. The evil Nazi experiments on us all to try and get rid of us, and some of us are resisting. In fact, quite a few of us are resisting because we've got no choice. Some of us ain't got no choice. We ain't going to go down the Dr. Death's path. We don't want to be on a death certificate somewhere COVID-related. I want to go in my time, not their time, because they want me gone. Stop them. We will fight on, and we will resist, and we will prevail. There you go, Dave. Back to you.
No, Jeff. Well, yeah, and you know, you're right. You were right in what you said earlier. This was marketed to the people. You might as well say marketed, because the government through media and all of that told us, hey, you know, you take this shot once and that's it. You will not get the Wuhan virus. You just won't get it because you've been vaccinated. Okay, that's the way a normal vaccination works. Like, okay,
yeah.
Smallpox is a great example. Jeff, neither you nor I have had smallpox, but we both had the shot.
Yeah, I remember vaguely when I was a kid. Most of us did, didn't we, Dave? Actually, sorry, Max.
Yeah. No need to apologize, man. You know, it's your show. But, yeah, we both had the smallpox vaccination, and we haven't had smallpox because that's what a vaccination does. It shields you against getting a disease. But What have the BS excuses they've come up with been about this Wuhan quote unquote vaccination? Oh well, you, at first, if you get it, you won't get the Wuhan. Oh no, well you might get the Wuhan, but it won't be as bad. Oh now, well yeah, we admit that it's only good for about 3 months, so you're going to need a second jab. No, you're going to need a third jab, not a fourth one. Now a fifth one. You know, I mean, come on. These
we said this
our
months
governments...
ago, didn't we, Dave? We knew it was coming.
Yeah.
We know that by the time the year was over, you'd have about six or seven jabs or something like that. But you said that to me, Dave. That's you, mate.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, the governments, and this is the point that we brought up before, too. These biomods is what I call them because they do modify your biology. These biomods become your shield against supposedly the Wuhan virus, although even they don't work even for that. And they only have a 3-month effectiveness. And honestly, I think that's lies because they don't want to come out and just admit that these things don't work. And in fact, the side effects of them are extremely bad. They're so bad that the insurance companies are beginning to notice a spike in non-Wuhan virus-related deaths. And this is among people who have been, quote-unquote, vaccinated and had the boosters and all this other nonsense. Now, you look in at our show page at blogtalkradio.com here, there's a graph there that shows the infection rate in the UK, among people who have had one jab and people who have had multiple jabs and people who have had none. And the one that's lowest are the people who have had none. And, Jeff, I'm ready to play the next thing that we have.
Our Bigfoot's given us a comment. He says, if you get vaccinated, will the requirements and we would have time to get boosters ever end? There you go. Exactly, Bigfoot. Will it ever end? That's exactly what we're saying, Dave. Thank you, Bigfoot, for that comment.
All right, yeah. And Jeff, you may want to call back in because it's 19 after the hour. And I'll just point out to that to what Biggie just said. Our governments have now become drug pushers. All right, you know, it's almost like being addicted to something like heroin or something like that. Our bodies, those people who have had the jabs, and I say our bodies because I include myself in the general population, even though I haven't had the jab, our bodies have been made used to having these jabs. And therefore, our bodies have been made addicted. I mean, quite frankly, given the side effects and everything of these biomods, I would way rather, if I was going to be addicted on drugs, I'd way rather go behind the local convenience store and, you know, buy a bag of something off of Pookie and Ray Ray, because at least I know that's going to make me feel better, at least temporarily. All right, so Jeff, we're ready to play the next thing, and this is going to open up kind of a multiple array of things to talk about here a little bit. Are you ready for this next thing that we're going to roll, brother?
Yeah, let's roll it, Dave. Thank you.
You're welcome, man. Listen carefully, guys, because this goes into several things, and it is from the 28th of February, all right? But I titled this one Smoking Guns. This is off of, once again, off the Steve Day Show. This will be just under 2 minutes, so give this a listen. You're listening to the English Defense League Radio Show.
According to former BlackRock portfolio manager Edward Dowd, the life insurance industry in the United States is seeing a huge uptick in payouts. Insurance company One America, for example, said recently they saw a 40% rise in non-COVID deaths in younger working class employees. Lincoln National is up 57%, Hartford up 32%, for more examples. It's now being reported by numerous outlets that a 19-nucleotide long RNA sequence found in a portion of SARS-CoV-2 matches a 19-nucleotide long sequence found in a patent filed by Moderna back in February of 2016. Now, what are the chances of that? According to the UK Telegraph, it's now an open secret within the UK government that the lab leak origin theory of COVID-19 is the likeliest explanation for the virus's origins. According to one study published at Current Issues in Molecular Biology, a peer-reviewed publication, there's now concern that the mRNA COVID jabs are indeed actually changing recipients' DNA. If this is widespread and true, as Dr. Peter McCullough suggested over the weekend, the consequences would be enormous, quote, driving the pathogenesis of a new genre of chronic diseases. And finally, a leaked memo from Joe Biden's polling firm outlines the priorities for Democrats before the midterms. Here's what that memo says. Declare the crisis phase of COVID over and push for feeling and acting more normal. Recognize that people are worn out and feeling real harm from the years-long restrictions and take their side. Acknowledge COVID still exists and likely will for a long time. Don't set COVID zero as the victory condition. Stop talking about restrictions and the unknown future ahead. Can't have the Great Reset without the Great Retcon.
And there you go. Welcome back to the English Defense League Radio Show. With your host, Jeff Spider Mitchell. Jeff, that's quite a bit in one little, pardon the pun, jab there, right?
Yes, exactly, Dave. Yeah, it was interesting. But, you know, this is why we've been talking about this for such a long time, haven't we, with what's going on. And I hope that we are seeing a lot of resistance, and we've seen it right from the beginning. New people weren't going to just stand and let this thing happen. I mean, when it first all, you know, kicked off, when we found there was a problem, I think we was all pretty scared and, you know, quite worried. I know I was, but, you know, knowing that it could affect people of my age and of your age, Dave, that we could be, especially the conditions that I've got, could be affected by it in quite a drastic way. So, of course, at that time, you know, I was always being a bit cautious and listening to what was going on. And then you say, hang on, what's going on here? I think we had a conversation. Well, that time ago, we had a conversation about it, didn't we, Dave? We said, this is wrong. So then we started looking, and then we found out other people was doing exactly the same as questioning things. What the hell was going on here? Why is this happening? And over the time, almost 2.5 years now, isn't it, Dave? That this is, it's right out in the open now, you know. They can't cover it up no more. We've got so much information about what they've been doing to the public, to the world, that you can't keep it bottled up. The Fauci and all you losers out there, you know, we've got your card knocked, mate. Don't you worry about that. But they're all staying around and trying to protect him. All the ones who's invested a lot of money, all these pharmaceutical companies, think how many trillions of dollars they've earned over this period, Dave. I'm right in saying trillions, and I don't bet you.
Oh, it probably adds up to something, at least a trillion, I would say, dollars, and if not a trillion pounds. Okay, now there are a few things to discuss in this, you know, because that was just a kind of a fire hose of stuff. Now, the first one was, and we'll talk a little bit about insurance later on too, is the U.S. life insurance companies, and I'm sure this is going on with U.K. life insurance companies. They're showing a huge growth in non-Wuhan virus-related deaths, death claim payouts. All right, these are for young, working-class employees. All right, now that's the Hartford, which is a rather famous company here in the States. Theirs is up 32%. All right, Lincoln National is up 57% in those payouts. That's huge, guys. And that's only two of them. 57% from Lincoln National. All right, that just shows you that, as Jeff said, there's something wrong here with this whole deal. And now this is one again that wanted to go through, and I'll toss it back to Jeff for comment. That they covered. Moderna, which is another one of these companies that put out a jab, patented a part of the Wuhan virus in February of 2016. And remember, guys, the Wuhan virus wasn't really even a big story anywhere until about the beginning of 2020. But Moderna patented part of it in 2016. What do you think of that one, Jeff?
Yeah, I knew that, Dave, because we've been talking about Moderna a lot lately, especially with, I think it's the ladies on Fox, I can't remember her name, but she actually questioned the guy, the main guy, and he said, and she said, did you know about this spike that's going in, that's been the issue, and he's trying to we know, we'll have to look into it more, but yes, we know. So he dropped a bombshell in it all. She done a great job there. She took him apart, and that's why it's wide open. That's why it's been blown up like it is. Everybody knows what's going on, and thank goodness for great journalistic work there on her behalf. Back to you, Dave.
Yeah, and again, that's a detail that I honestly had heard about, but I had forgotten, because there's so much of this stuff that is coming out, and so much of it, to remember and everything, and you know, it's just coming out of our ears as far as the unraveling.
It's army. There you go. It's a good point. It's just army, Dave.
Yeah.
Coming out about it.
Yeah, so much of it coming out of our ears about this lie that's unraveling. And the next bit that they talked about was that the Daily Telegraph reported that it is an open secret in the UK government that the lab leak theory is the likeliest explanation for the origin of the Wuhan virus. All right, now that, Jeff, remember early on, 2 years ago, I know a lot of people don't, but remember early on, a couple of years ago in 2020, remember when it was the bat flu, right? You know, bat flu. No. It was supposed to have come from bats, right? And that was the story that they were putting out. That people in these wet markets in China were eating bat. They were serving bat soup and all this kind of stuff, and they may well. But they said, oh, this is where this comes from. People eating these bats and you know it's in the bats. Well, evidently number 10 doesn't believe that. So there you go, guys. That's another lie that we were told. That might have taken them.
We're not
a
quite
bit.
As gullible as a lot of them are. That's the thing, Dave. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, it's quite obvious. There's been news coming out from this side that. The Americans are taking a lot of notice. We say something, it's in the Daily Telegraph, something like that. We put something out there, everybody perks up because they know that we're onto something. And the truth does get out there. And that is where you do find the true journalistic work of say, the you know, like the Telegraph, and papers like that, which is very rare, but you are seeing the truth shining through now. And it's been such a long time coming, though. But because Americans look at the, a paper like that, it's got a lot of clout. It's what they'd go to. It's what they, you know, Telegraph is one of those things that, you know, this is where you're going to get some truth because that is it, factual. And that's true. It's coming out. There's lots of things that's been going on. That's, I thought that they've tried to cover things up, but no, they've been on it, and you guys now are talking about it as well. It's quite obvious. We've got to sort this out together. Things that's going on in the world, like we always do, we normally sort things out. It's just a shame we've got a president like your Muppet. I must apologise, Dave, but he's a total Muppet, that we haven't got someone who's got a bit more clout that we could have... maybe put a lid on this and stop this crap. And there's so many innocent people and families going through hell, like they have been losing their grandparents and not being able to say goodbye. The 40 and 50-year-old people are dying. I mean, and younger. I mean, we're seeing footballers dropping down on a football field, dying or almost dying, heart attacks all of a sudden. And it's like a flood of them. It's happening everywhere. I mean, you've had that with your basketball players, haven't you, Dave? I've been reading a few stories about your basketball falling, all of a sudden in mid-flight, falling on their face, and, they've got a heart attack. And you think, something is so, so wrong. Have they been jabbed? Yes, that double jab. Double jab, that's it. That's what we always look, it's what we go to, isn't it, Dave? Look at these stories. And check what went on and when was they jabbed or, whatever. So it might be a couple of days before. One of your football players might be just jabbed the last one he had the day before last and he goes and plays a game on the pitch and falls down on the pitch and has to have, sort of been rushed to hospital and probably dies half the time. But there you go, Dave. Back to you, bro.
Well, yeah, and there's no need to apologize, Jeff. Joe Biden is a clown. He's a figurehead. We insult the guy all the time. But part of the reason that this information is all coming out now from the quote unquote legitimate media is because people like yourself and people like Ken McClinton over at TECNTV.com, where I do a regular Thursday night segment after 9 p.m. Eastern on Thursday nights here in the United States. That's after 2 a.m. In the U.K. on Friday mornings. I do a regular segment with Ken McClinton, who is the CEO of TECNTV.com, on the Exceptional Conservative Show. That's his flagship show. Ken was onto this early on, and so were you, and so was I, and so was Steve Dace. So were all of these people, and so were so many good scientists and doctors who said, no, this stuff that is being put out by by what I've begun to call the great hegemony governments and their little lapdogs in the press and things are lies. And they've come out with, in my opinion, the good guys, people like Ken and yourself and Steve Dace and people have got like that, have come out with the truth about these things. And now it's become so prominent after these 2 years that the quote-unquote legitimate media cannot afford to ignore it anymore. And now another bit of this, okay, and this one is really, you know, a big one. Okay, now the one study that was published in the current issues in molecular biology, all right, says that there is now, quote-unquote now, a concern that the biomods or therapeutics or jabs, whatever you want to call it, are changing people's DNA. Again, that's something that many of us said all along. Okay? Yeah. Now, it says that this could mean a whole new genre of chronic diseases. So this isn't over, and it's not going to be over. Not for a long time. Biggie, you asked, when are the jabs going to end? Brother, if they have anything to say about it, they're never going to end. Am I right, Jeff?
No, you spot on. I just said, yeah, never. This is what we talked about. They say this, but as I said, time again, that there is no cure to what's going on out there. There is no cure, and they are putting drugs into your body, with these things that are creating your life cycle to shorten or even kill you. That is it. It's a death shot. You take one of them, it's a death shot. A lot of people go, no, they wouldn't do that. Yes, they bloody would. Yes, they would. Anything to depopulate the world. So whatever we say, you might know that's a bit far. No, because we have done studies on it. We've got some very, very, well, some scientists, some really big time doctors. Where was that lady doctor we had last week? Come on, Dave, she was bang on it, wasn't she? Bang on it. Really opened the door. Because he had his collar felt by them, the ones, above, we must be called, and who was one of the main ones in charge of it all? You got it, the big money shot man himself, Bill Gates. Think about it. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Gates has always wanted to achieve that. World domination, him and his little crowd of them. We know they are. And your cards marked as well. It's going to be all out there in the not-too-distant future. But I maybe I'm going to have to talk a little bit, but it's just... everything's coming out. You've got all these things going on in your head. You mean, yeah, it's got to be said. But I'm glad we have got great listeners out there that are listeners. And if we can make a change to any of your lives, I hope and I pray, and I do pray, that you will listen to what we say. You know, we're not just rabbit hole because we just, for the broadcast, we're saying it because we care. We don't want to see you die. We don't want to see you being part of the COVID statistics. We want you to enjoy the rest of your lives. That's me and Dave. This is the EDL, the radio show itself. That's me. Back to you, Dave.
All right. Yeah, and you can hear part of that great interview that thehighwire.com, thehighwire.com, put out on our on one of our previous shows, the last one that we did, V for Victory, I think it was, and if it was not that one, it was the one that we did before, called March Madness. All right. So thehighwire.com is another place to go because they have really been concentrating heavily on getting the truth out about this. And the final thing that they covered in that very quick rundown on the Steve Dace show was, again, what we started out with, the distractions, how the pollsters for the Democrats over here in the States, and it's possible also that pollsters for the Labour Party in the UK are doing the same thing, are basically saying, you know what, it's probably time to distance yourselves a bit from this Wuhan virus thing because it's becoming unpopular. You know, so that's another reason for the distractions, people, right there. Now, Jeff, I have one more thing to play.
It's like a red herring effect, isn't it? Like that, if you know, as Dave says, it's a distraction. And this is what they tend to do. What better to have a war, a big war, you know, between Russia and of course, Ukraine. And then you got all the NATO countries on the other side, and everybody's taking their eye off the ball. Everybody, because everybody's like, oh, we're going to get blown up. And I think, you know what? What will be, will be. I look at it like that. I'm not going to, I know I've thought a few people would just get so upset, Dave. I mean, look, whatever will be, if you've got faith and you believe, and that happens, you're not going to know much about it anyway. Try not to worry. Get on with your life. Do what you always do. I've come across a few over the last few days, and I feel for them, Dave. They're young people as well, you know. You just got to try to reassure them, haven't you, you know? But, yeah, distraction, and resist. Never give up, never give in, and we never, ever surrender to them. Back to you, Dave.
All right, Jeff. If you'd like to look in the chat room, I'm going to make one more point before I play this next item, which will probably be the last one. For all those people out there that are worried about getting blown up in a third world war, my friends, wherever you are, you've already been blown up. You've been choked with useless masks for the past 2 years. You've been locked down to where the businesses in your countries can't do business, and they've closed their doors, many of them permanently. Many of you have lost jobs. You haven't been able to make your livings. You haven't been able to see your family. You've been, quite honest, quite frankly, you've been gaslit for the past 2 years and with an attempt to make you paranoid of your own neighbors because they may not wear a mask or something like that. Your kids haven't been able to properly go to school. Never mind the phony baloney possibility of a World War III and you being blown up by nuclear weapons. My good friends, the sad truth is that thanks to the globalists, you've already been blown up. Jeff, do we have anything out of the chat, brother?
No, nothing out of the chat. I just want to make one more comment. I mean, what you said about has already been blown up, we certainly have. We certainly have. And basically, one thing we'll say that the march of the globalists that marching on for their new world order, I think has basically collapsed in on them. They're finished. I think where we talk about globalists, I think you're seeing the death cries of the globalists trying to snatch at things, and that is what you're seeing. I do believe this is victory for us, good people out there that have been fighting against globalists for so many, I mean, years and years, haven't we, Dave? We spoke about it for years. Hopefully, whatever happens, whatever the future might hold, I think we can say that their Klaus Schwab and whatever his predictions and the way things are going, I don't think that's going to happen. That's my own feeling myself. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody's got their view about things, and I hope you have very similar views to me that this is what it's about. Back to you, Dave.
All right, very nice, Jeff. And I'll say this, whatever happens in the future, we're not going to go silently into that good night. We're not going to go out like punks. We're going to resist in every peaceful possible way that we can. And I'm going to go ahead now and play the last bit that we're going to play. We talked about insurance earlier, guys, and I found this on Tommy Robinson's Getter page. And he, by the way, is Tommy Robinson 1 on Getter. Okay, this is from Frontline Flash. All right, and this is Dr. Peterson Pierce, MD, and this was done, I found this on the 25th of this month, so we're going to go ahead and run this right now. It's about 4 1/4 minutes long. You're listening to the English Defense League Radio Show.
Insurers say Germany's forced Vax regime plan impossible to implement. By Peter Cattle on March 21st, 20.
Okay, that's not the one. We'll hit that one later on, but this is the one that I wanted to do. And it's about the same amount of time. Yep, it's about the same amount of time. Let's try this one.
Insurers say Germany's forced Vax regime plan impossible to implement.
Did not get that one. All right. For some reason, guys, yeah. Well, you know what? I may go ahead and play that one as well. I'm just going to look around here to see what I've got here. I actually thought that I had played that or I had put that one in differently, you know. But let's see, 321. Okay, that one isn't it. Okay, so yeah, that one is not the correct one. But you know what? I'm going to go ahead and play that one about Germany because it does have to do with insurance. And this will be our final item. Okay, here we go. You're listening to the English Defense League Radio Show. Take three.
Insurers say Germany's forced Vax regime plan impossible to implement. By Peter Cattle on March 21, 2022. Germany's current plans to implement a compulsory vaccination regime is utterly unworkable, according to organizations who would be put in charge of enforcing it. Despite forced vaccination still being very much on the cards politically in Germany, a number of companies which would be forced to take responsibility for its enforcement have claimed that the current plans put in place by the government are utterly unworkable. Under the proposed measures, insurance companies in the Federal Republic would be made responsible for enforcing the regime, and would be told to send letters to all of their customers checking whether or not they are vaccinated so fines could be sent to all of the unjabbed. However, according to a report by Bild, the country's proposed plans are impossible for the insurance industry to implement on multiple levels. First, the companies claim that they simply do not have the ability to send the more than 60 million letters the German government will require them to within the time period set out by the plan. Europe is currently facing a serious paper shortage, which would drive up the cost of such a measure beyond feasibility, while EU tendering laws would force companies to advertise requests for external printing orders all across Europe in a process that would take months. The implementation of the entire process is impossible with the in-house and onboard funds of the health insurance companies, the commercial organization said. However, even if these companies were able to send all of the required letters within a reasonable time frame, other issues would remain that would make the plan completely unfeasible. All of the insurers involved expect that they would face a blowback of complaints and inquiries after sending out the letters. This would in turn overwhelm their call centers and force them to take on more staff to deal with the deluge, something they reportedly cannot afford. Then there is also the issue of verifying whether or not a person is vaccinated, with only digital COVID certificates being relatively easily verifiable as real, making the process even more difficult. There would also be issues regarding those who do not respond to letters sent requesting proof of vaccination. Under the current plans, these people would be assumed to be unvaccinated and sent fines, but the insurance companies emphasize that some vaccinated individuals may simply not receive a letter due to a change in their address, or may be in a position where they are not able to respond due to some complication, leading to further headaches. Lastly, the insurance companies raise the issue of consumer trust. Under the proposed rules, the organizations would be forced to pass on the information of their unvaccinated customers to authorities so they could administer fines, something the insurance industry fears could severely burden the important relationship of trust between insured persons and health insurance companies. Despite the seemingly car crash nature of the plan itself, a substantial percentage of Germany's political class, including the country's leftist chancellor, Olaf Scholz, still appear to support the implementation of forced vaccination. Perhaps the most militant supporter of the measure, however, is the country's federal health minister, Karl Lauterbach, who claimed that the measure is needed to allow Germans to return to normality. the unvaccinated bear the responsibility that we do not get any further, the health minister said. The whole country will be held hostage by these people. We can no longer afford that, he seized, saying that the pandemic could be ended by a vaccine mandate. However, some of his colleagues do not think the same way, with the German parliament's vice president, Wolfgang Kubicki, warning that the proposal should be pulled so as to not risk a colossal public relations disaster for the three-party coalition government. It's about time that Janosch Daumann, Karl Lauterbach, and company distance themselves from this and bury the general obligation to vaccinate politically, Bild reports the Free Democratic Party, FDP, politician is saying as he warned against pushing the plan any further. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.
And there you go, and I'll explain the other bit in a second, but welcome back to the English Spencer Radio Show with your host, Jeff Spider Mitchell. Jeff, what do you think about that particular story?
Well, I think they've been pushed because their masters, I mean, talking about those in government, their masters are telling them to push it no matter what, push it. You've got to, otherwise you won't get your big money. You know, your backhanders, you're not going to get it if you don't sort it. And they're pushing it for all they're worth. Quite obvious. As we say, the globalists, this thing of their new world order is falling apart. Because this is what they want to do. So everybody gets a dose of this killer drug. That's what they were trying to do. But there is opposition to it. And there will always be opposition to people trying to kill you. You know? Someone's trying to stick a drug in your body. Mandate, you got to have it. We'll hold you down and give it. It's not going to happen. You know, the world is rebelling against you lots. Your days are numbered, Mr. Globalist. You're going down. And you're going down. It's going to make such a splash. So thank goodness there is resistance. And we said at the beginning of this year, though, didn't we? This is a year for resistance. And it is. And this is what we're saying. And, you know, we dropped the mandate thing. That weren't going to work. Not in this country. And now it seems like the Germans are pushing and pushing because they're the ones who's getting the extra bucks, the extra kickbacks. It's all falling apart now for those globalists, these horrible, disgusting, satanic, evil bastards. I would say that because most of them are. To do that to a public, the general public, the people, your people, is a crime against humanity. You're genocidal in your thoughts, your ways. And thank goodness it hasn't come into play. So, yeah, we've seen a lot more countries now standing up. Enough's enough. There you go. Back to you, Dave.
All right. Well, yeah, and funnily enough, some of the resistance, yes, this is the year to resist. Some of the resistance is coming from to the hegemony from some of its own parts, because let's remember that this is a partnership now of governments and media and big business. All of these are now pretty much the same entity that wants to rule over everyone. But here's a problem with people, with organizations and things of that nature that are based on greed, all three of which I've just mentioned, which are, especially once they've become corrupted like our governments. The insurance industry has always been based on greed. They want a lot of people to pay a lot of money in premiums, and they will turn themselves inside out to keep from paying a claim. Now, the actual audio that I wanted to play, all right, again, I want to you know, give people the information about where it is so they can find it, since I think BTR actually mixed up the files because I called them the same thing and just gave them different dates. All right, the place they need to look is called the Frontline Flash, and this is by Dr. Peterson Pierce, MD. And just to give you a thumbnail of what he talked about, this had to do with a case of a man in France who paid into a life insurance policy, and he died from side effects of the Wuhan virus vaccine, quote-unquote vaccine. Of course, we all know it's just a crappy therapeutic. But he died from the side effects. And his family, his estate, was told by his insurance company that since he died of the side effects of the Wuhan virus injection, they weren't going to pay out because they considered that to be him dying of a medical experiment. And they didn't pay out for people who died of medical experimentation. I think partly because they consider such to be voluntary, almost, as Jeff said, like suicide. And this doctor,
yeah.
This doctor looked into this in other, at other insurance company websites and things of that nature. And there's a possibility, people, that if you're paying into a life insurance policy and you have to die from myocarditis or blood clots or something else to do directly as a result of getting the Wuhan virus quote-unquote vaccine, jab, biomod, whatever you want to call it, there is a possibility that your beneficiaries will get no money from the insurance companies because some of them may well consider those things to be medical experimentation. And Jeff, before I turn it back over to you, isn't it interesting how so many people talking about this who have been out there telling the truth have said all along that the people are lab rats being experimented on?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Go ahead, brother, please.
I'm just following along what you just said, though. Yes, we've said this for a long time. Just one big experiment. And the only trouble is people might think, I'll be okay. They're telling me the truth. I take shot, and then they die, unfortunately, of carditis, whatever it possibly could be, blood clots or whatever. And there's no payout for the family, so that they can bury them and all that. So it shows you what we've been saying for so long, this is another get-out clause by the insurance companies. You don't have an experiment. Basically, you committed it. You've done it. You committed yourself to it. And it does make sense, doesn't it, Dave? Back to you.
Well, Jeff, in a sick sort of way, it does. Although I have an inbuilt distaste for insurance companies because of what I just said.
Yeah.
But I can understand why they would take the stance that they do because, hey, again, just as we pointed out, time and again, these jabs were rushed out. They were not given the kind of lengthy trials that other, actual real vaccines get. They were rushed out, and we have no idea even today how many years they're going to affect people for. We don't know if they're going to infect the children of women who are pregnant who have gotten the jab. We have no idea. This, as I've said before, could be the thalidomide of the 21st century. We just don't know at this point. And neither,
well,
and this may... This may be the thought process of the insurance companies as well. And now back to you, Jeff. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was following on what you're saying. I saw it. I had a bit of sound delay there, so I didn't mean to go over the top. It's just had a bit of a sound thing there. I'm just going to say, also, we have seen a spike in people losing their babies. I mean, this is the thing of being jabbed. And it has. It's risen big time. I'm not sure what the statistics are. I've got them in front of you, but I do know there's been a big rise. And not just in this country, United States, and across the globe, actually, of that. And, so there's so many worrying factors there. And they're putting an experimental drug in you. There's really, as Dave said, you need a long time to work this thing to make sure. It used to be work on it, test it, make sure it's safe and there's no side effects as such. And then, if this is can help in any way, then go forward. But they haven't done that. So it's still in the experimental stage, ladies and gentlemen. Period. Because at this moment in time, there is no cure for COVID-19, whatever variant they call it. There's no cure. It might ease off a little bit. But you know what? It comes back. We've heard a couple of people who've been double jabbed. They've got COVID. They got over the COVID. And they get it a little bit further down the line. This is happened to quite a few cases. And they got COVID again and they died. And COVID related. So, you know, it does not work. What they're putting in you does not work. It causes you more harm than benefit. And it's all about them making their big bucks for the pharmaceutical companies who's doing the pushing on these things. Take it from me, ladies and gentlemen. And look into it yourself. Please do. We're not just ringing alarm bells, but we're saying it because we've seen the destruction of people across the world with what's been going on. It breaks my heart, breaks those heart. If we can ring that alarm bell, enough people wake up to it, your lives will be saved. With that, Dave, I do sound like a bit of an alarmist here. Ring, ring, ring. Anyway, back to you, Dave.
Well, Jeff, it's not unreasonable to point out a danger when you see it, all right? And this is about money. It's about power. It's about control. Because I'll dial this back to something that we talked about, and I have to say, Jeff, that we began talking about this before a lot of the big bugs in the conservative media sphere began talking about it. The globalists were scared to death. Because starting in about 2010-ish and accelerating more and more and more with each year, as you know, Jeff, because after 2012, you were in on covering this here on this show. But, starting at that time and going, there were more and bigger freedom movements all over the world. Every continent in the world, except maybe Antarctica, had people feet on the street, all right, demanding that some of this leftist-inspired destruction of our societies cease. And it culminated with the election of President Trump in 2016. So, yes, this
Same time as our Brexit, wasn't it, Dave?
Exactly. Thank you for mentioning that, Jeff. Yes, same year. Okay, President Trump gets elected, and then boom, Brexit, which we know that the globalists did not want. We know that they campaigned against hard because we talked about that here on this show. All right, all of this, then suddenly, when President Trump's presidency was going well, all right, suddenly in 2020, boom, the Wuhan virus crisis. It destroyed his presidency. It destroyed our economies, all right? And it kept all those freedom movements off the streets because of the effing lockdowns. That's where it began. They want to keep that up because they want to keep us down. And they can keep that to themselves because we're going to keep on resisting. Am I right, brother?
We are, Dave. We're always going to resist no matter what they throw at us, no matter what they do. That's what we are. This is why we do these shows, because we are the resistance. We will fight on. You know, English Defence League, we don't give up. We never back down. We never, ever surrender. And onward and forward. That's the message, Dave, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Now, I'll go ahead and do my finals here, Jeff. It's been a tremendous show. And I appreciate, and you know, I obviously appreciate you for all of your contributions and everything, man. And I appreciate Bigfoot in the chat. Thank you for showing up. And I appreciate all the listeners. I appreciate all the listeners. Guys, please pass these shows around, okay? Because people need the information. so that they can effectively resist peacefully. And, you know, I ask you to please check out the Unpleasant Blind Guy page at Spreaker.com. My regular show times are 1 p.m. Eastern in the United States, Monday through Friday, and that is 6 p.m. in the U.K. And I try to put on new shows on at midnight on Saturday Eastern here in the United States, and that is 5 a.m. on Saturday in the U.K. And I've told you guys who I am on Getter, but I'm also Agedor, A-G-G-E-D-O-R, or UBG Contact, or Dave Milner, and I'm available on social media at several places, including Minds, Parler, Spreely, USA Life. I am Agedor with an underscore after it on Twitter, at least so far, and I'm always Agedor on Gab, and I want to say to the foot soldiers, the angels, the people out there who have never forgotten the safety of our children, the people out there who have never forgotten that our freedoms and liberties are given to us by God. Be prosperous, be vigilant, peacefully resist, and no surrender ever. Jeff, I'm done talking. I got another postcard from the jam. I think they sent you one too. And they have to cut some of this stuff out. But you know, they can't stop playing around. Now they're swinging off the windmills. They're in Holland.
Oh my God! No.
I know, man. I know. You know, it's crazy. You know, but they're having a good time this year. You know, going on a little bit of a vacation because they've been with us for so long, doing the playout music. But Alex and the Bandits are in studio and ready to go.
Yeah, I know. And, keep ducking a few peanuts there. Behave yourself, Alex.
Yeah, exactly.
What's he like?
Yeah,
sure,
exactly.
Take us out, mate. Yeah. And Biggie, always good to see you in the chat this evening, brother. Thank you for comment as well. Much appreciated. So that with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to pass it over to my friend, my colleague, to play us out this evening. Alex, behave yourself. You just flicked a pin at you, but you moved your head and you just missed your ear, old man. Back to you, Dave.
News of the world said we are hooligans.
Good night, Jeff. Good night, everyone.
Well, we're only people to defend your rights. And I won't stand by and watch this country die. So roll Britannia with the EDL. Go, man!
We'll be right back.
one, Alex, as usual, brother. Give it your heart and soul there, bruv. Thank you very much. Yeah, okay. We'll see you next week, mate, yeah? There you go. See you later, mate. See you later, band. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's our swan song for this evening. That's a great one, isn't it? Our swan song for this evening. I hope you've all, wherever you might be listening to, we know you listen to us everywhere around the planet. I hope what we've done tonight for you, and I've got to thank Dave once again for the great slides of clips, and don't forget their audio clips. Dave works very, very hard for this show. He's really good at what he does, and kudos to Dave. Tonight's show has been awesome, ladies and gentlemen. But we do it for you. As I said, there's so much information out there, and we do worry about, you know, the people out there. And that's what we, when I say they're ringing the alarm bells, because I'm doing it because I care, Dave cares. You need to know the truth. All these lies in the mainstream media, what they've done, they're even getting on top of this. They're just not understand that we're on top of things. And they're starting to look really embarrassed because we've been telling it the truth for so long. But anyway, once again, come to the end of this show for this evening. Once again, I want to thank Bigfoot for joining us in the chat this evening. He's a top man out of Bigfoot for his blogspot.com. Oh, terrible day. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back again next week. You know, we've always got a great show for you, you know. You know, we really appreciate you all for tuning in to our radio. You might always not hear it on the live, but you'll hear it on your podcast and on the way to work or something. We're there for you, you know what I mean? So, like I say, you all take care, you stay safe. God bless you all. And for myself and Dave, no surrender, no surrender ever. And with that, I'm just going to say, this is the English Defence League radio show, signing off for this evening, and we will see you again next week. Good night. God bless everybody. Bye-bye.